Is Warhammer 40,000 Bolt Gun worth our time? We're about to find out. Welcome everyone to episode 166 of 1 Hour, One Decision, 1H1D. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide, is 40,000 guns enough?
Maybe it's 40,000 bullets.
You do shoot a lot in this game. And we are talking about Warhammer 40K Bolt Gun by Auroch Digital. This game came out in May of 2020, so not too far ago, far along from this recording. And I play this on the PC, 6.37 gigabytes on the PC. Tom, what about you?
Goodness gracious, what a savings on the Series S. 4.29 gigabytes.
Wow, that is quite the savings on the Series S, huh?
And that's, hey, that's optimized.
Optimized for the Xbox consoles, and you know you need all that space, all that precious space, because you don't get much of it. And no. Games these days take a lot of it, except for this one. But what kind of game is this?
I have, and I think we're going to end up pretty similarly here, I have retro-inspired first-person shooter.
Yeah, I put first-person retro shooter. So, and just so everyone knows, we do not play these games together. We play them separate times of the day and week and all that stuff. So this is all, we're reading these notes right now.
Yeah, so you would call it a frips.
Yeah, I would call it a frips. Wait, no, wait. Fippers.
Fippers.
It's a Fippers. And yours is a
Rips.
Rips. Man, if you could have gotten the E and the F somehow. Anyway, let's keep going here. What is that game loop, though?
Well, I think you will not be surprised to learn I have hack and shoot your way through an endless supply of heretics.
Yes, heretics, because there's a big amount of lore in Warhammer, and this is just another tiny sliver of that. Yeah, I did not put that in there because I am too afraid to get into the Warhammer universe entirely. So I just try to keep it simple. Shoot or chainsaw things into a bloody pulp to beat the level.
Yes, indeed. You would be hard-pressed to beat any of these levels without killing many an enemy in the way.
Yes. Some might say even that's an objective. Cool. So let's get into the likes of this game, Tom. What did you like?
Okay, well, it reminds me a whole heck of a lot of classic Doom, Quake, yeah, those sorts of games, and it's awesome in that aspect.
Yeah, I was really digging the whole look and feel of this game. This is another game, though, where the cover art completely throws you off for the experience. But then when I was thinking about it, when I was looking at the cover again, I was like, that's exactly like what a Doom cover art would look like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm here for it. And I really dug the aesthetics of this game. I was like, for while I was playing this game, I was like, are they using like the Quake or Doom engine in this? And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But it is actually built from what I could tell, the Unreal Engine. So yeah. So you know, take that information as you may. But yeah, the aesthetics of this game looked really cool for what it was. Like I thought that this game, because you know there's been a lot of Warhammer games.
Sure.
And then one that was on that I believe still is on Game Pass, 40K Darktide. You know, that is like the polar opposite in terms of look and feel. Like, you know, it tries to look as realistic as possible. Both of them are still very dark. But yeah, it's just kind of refreshing, I got to say, in a way, you know.
Yeah.
To see it like this. So and like those shooters, I'd say it's really easy to pick up and play.
Yes, I enjoyed that it teaches you the controls as you play. I like any game that does that.
Yeah.
I think it felt good. Like the shooting felt good.
Yeah.
It was very visceral, very gory, you know, just chunking people up.
Yep. There's even a setting in the menus about how much gore is displayed. So they were really serious about that.
I'm not surprised. I think just in general, I enjoyed the way they revealed the bolt gun, because you start the game just with the chainsword, and then you get to the point and it's like this kind of moment where they reveal the actual bolt gun.
Yeah.
And I just got a sense that like the developers were very much having fun when they were designing this game. And
totally.
But again, a lot of touches.
I feel like that is something that would happen in a Doom game too.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
When you got the BFG 9000, like any of that stuff, like it was on a little display, little podium, whatever, and rotating on the podium. It was like, oh man, this is really cool. So I love a little pomp and circumstance. Again, like the sound of this game was really good. Like the every chainsword into an enemy, you felt it. You felt it, and it was like, wow, this is good. This is great. It's great. And even though it is pretty simple in terms of you're shooting things or you're chainsawing things, there was a little. I want to say there's a little bit of complexity with it because you do have to kind of manage your ammo.
Yes.
And then also the chainsword, you kind of have like a little bit of a dash.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you can like quickly take out some of the sponge, like not the bullet sponges, but the cannon fodder throughout it. And that kind of like allows you to kind of take a little bit of breath while that animation is going to do the chainsaw. So yeah, I kind of appreciate that. And again, like kind of like the old arena style, like here's this arena, clear the area and then move on. It's great. It's great to kind of go through. What else you got here?
I thought it was fun that like things like the idol animation where he takes out his book and starts reading because he's a pious man and he needs to study up on all that Warhammer lore.
And there's a lot of it.
I thought that was pretty clever. It was fun for me. I thought it was interesting that as I was playing this game, and you'll see them as I talk about my dislikes, the game almost kind of like felt or heard my thoughts. Uh-huh. So I'd be like, I'd write down some like little nitpicky complaint in my dislikes column.
Yeah.
And then almost, I don't know, within a couple of minutes of writing that down, the game then turned around and solved it in the game. It's like they want you to feel the pain so that they can take it away. Uh-huh. And I think that was kind of a credit again to the developers of this game, the design, like level designers, where they, you know, I was getting irritated that you don't start with the bolt gun and then it's like, and then it delivered in such a glorious way. And I was like, you know, it's better that I didn't start with it.
It's like the gun is in the name of the game and yet you don't get it. And it's like, what's the deal with that? Yeah, that was a little confusing, but I mean, the chainsword just felt good when you were using it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like I would definitely say that just shows like good game design and I guess some decent enough play testers because they knew like that happy medium, like, okay, just enough. And then, I agree with that. And I thought the levels were like, they didn't overstay their welcome.
Yeah. I think none of them are terribly nice. Long.
No.
They're chock full of enemies. So if the game, the pace of the game feels really good most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And there, at least through my hour, I had quite a variety of weapons that I got to try out. So, you know, you have your bolt gun, you have the chainsword, you have the shotgun, and then I ended up getting the plasma rifle near the end. So that was cool. That was cool to use. And they all felt different. And, you know, the shotgun was just like, just gave me like Doom shotgun vibes. So, you know, that was like, that was great. And we didn't talk about this, but this game actually has voice acting. I was really surprised that this game had voice acting. I was like, wait, what? What happened? Like, someone's going to talk to me? And that the game has a full-fledged like story. It has a full-fledged actor that is kind of explaining to you the entire mission or what your purpose is in here. And I thought I was pleasantly surprised by it. And it was good voice acting too. That was great. Anything else here, Tom, or shall we get to our dislike?
I feel like I was pretty covered everything I've got here.
Cool. So with our dislikes, I'm going to quickly just say, while the game does look good, I'd say, but it's almost like what you said earlier, where I felt I had to point it out. It was a bit of a nitpick. The levels definitely felt samey, but then the last level I played, they changed it up. And I was like, it's like they, again, it was, I mean, credit to them for that, but you know, that is, that was there. I had to put something down. So that's what I,
yeah. And I'll start going through mine. Yeah. Not too surprised. First thing I wrote down is this is a first person shooter, but I don't have a gun. Yeah. And it's because it was on purpose. Like they knew what they were doing. I just didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So retroactively, we can strike that one from the record, I suppose.
Yeah. Cross that.
I likewise kept running into tons of shotgun ammunition, but did not have the shotgun. Yeah. So I felt kind of irritated where it's like, I'm literally full of shotgun ammo. I cannot pick up any more shotgun ammunition, but I have yet to see the shotgun. And right. So I'm like, did I miss it? I'm starting to second guess myself. Like, was I supposed to get it earlier and I couldn't find it? Like, what happened here?
Yeah. There's a lot of secrets in this game too.
Yes.
So I was surprised about that, where you just pick up some stuff. I don't know what you do with those secrets, but it's just like collect-a-thon kind of thing. Happen to find random things. Although some of them were kind of like power-ups. Like I felt like I got a power-up that was like almost like the Mario star.
Yes.
Like invincible. So I was running around doing that. It's like, oh, that's cool. So yeah.
Yeah. There's one that for like froze time. I saw.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, there are like a number of different, like, I guess kind of in the same way that maybe early Unreal or whatever would have like those modifiers where it's like the game is different now.
Mm-hmm.
So this game has that.
Yeah.
Again, harkening back to ye old first person.
Clearly
shooters.
Inspired by those shooters and in a good way. In a good way.
Yeah, definitely.
What else you got here?
So I thought it was kind of a long preamble. I know it's Warhammer. I know there's a lot of lore, but like picking up a first person shooter, especially in this retro style, you are conditioned, if you're of our age, that you start the game and you start the game. Like there's not any, I'm thinking Wolfenstein, I'm thinking early Doom, I'm thinking all these games, right? You start the game, you hit what difficulty you want to play it on, and then you're in the room and you're going.
Yeah.
And this game is not that way. There is a story.
Yeah, I feel like, I'm trying to remember like one of those games had like a scrolling wall of text at one point during the intro of the game. So I appreciate that was not there, where I'm just kind of like reading through that. And there was something that was a little bit more active.
Yeah, it certainly
visually inspiring. Yeah, go on.
Now I will say, and maybe your mileage is different here, after that very interesting, well done voice acted cutscene, I did not experience voice acting for the rest of my hour.
No. Instead you have a lot of grunts and a lot of like, that's pretty much it, like dying noises and stuff like that for the most part. So,
which, I mean, again, those classic first person shooters had those.
Yeah.
The grunts and the sounds. Yeah. So,
but it kind of leads to, it kind of leads to my other dislike. In the intro, you're introduced to this, essentially this floating head that's supposed to be your guide and help you throughout this thing, throughout your missions. And to your point, there's no voice acting for that head, but like you'll have like a little text, just telling you what it's trying to say or whatever it is. But I felt like it was the most useless floating head possible. It didn't tell me where I was going. Like when that very first mission, I was like, where am I supposed to go? And it just like kind of like just floats around you. It doesn't even like, it's not even like a little like a waypoint kind of thing, or, shoots like a little arrow or something anywhere. Nothing. Like it was just there. It didn't even help me during my battles. I was like, what do you do? What is the point of this thing? So it's like,
it's there to observe and remark,
I guess.
And that is all.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It is kind of easy to get lost. There's no mini map.
Nope.
There's no map at all. You can't even like pause the game and go look at some map on another screen. Like, so if you're not paying attention, and because some of these levels, especially, they do kind of look the same, like this room looks the same as that room. Or if you're out in an open area and there are corridors and things, like it's easy to get turned around. And the only way that that you've already been somewhere is by all the violence that's left behind.
Yes. That's true. At least there's that. At least they allow those bodies to stay around and they don't disappear, because then that would have been a real problem. Because you definitely get like you'll go down a particular pathway, and then it'll like loop back around, and then you're like, wait a minute, where was that? What was the point of that? And then so that got a little frustrating in my thing. Well, what else was frustrating, Tom? Again, we talked about this being first person. No feet. You hear the thuds, the crunch of your heavy armor stomping around, even like when you're I was just like really surprised about that. Like, why? They even show your hands when you're clambering. Like, they have some modern like niceties in this game. So I was like, why couldn't you just give me my feet? Give me my feet. That's all. Give me my feet. Anyway, but that's That's that. That's
hey,
that's,
listen, I think it's a valid concern. You know, first person, wow, where's the model for the feet?
Where's the model? So
it's not like he's a big, heavy guy and he can't see his feet because he's so fat. Like,
oh, I mean, he is. I mean, but at least we've played a couple of games now, Tom, where you could see your torso and everything.
That's true. So, that's true. That's true.
So it's possible. Couldn't do it. It's all right, though. What else you got here?
I have two more little kind of nitpicky points. Mm-hmm. I played this game on medium, yeah, which is, in my opinion, normal because the first right. one was easy. And really, for the majority of my hour, I felt like I wasn't in any kind of danger at all.
Yeah.
It felt too easy to me.
Yeah.
That the ammunition was plentiful. The health was plentiful. I was always at like 200% health.
Yeah.
Only really towards the end did I run into any kind of real danger. But admittedly, I'm sure the game's longer than 2 hours. So yeah. Yeah. Maybe normal yeah. feels more challenging as you get later into the game.
Yeah. I would say as well designed as this game was, I felt that difficulty spike was kind of like increased too quickly. Because I think I got to the same point that you did, like that where you got the plasma cannon, where, first off, I didn't go and get it the first few times that I played. And I was like, my God, these guys were just like just destroying me. Absolutely just white. Like, because they introduce a new character, a new enemy type there. I think the Terminator. And that thing was nasty. And then you had those like those demons that are like kind of throw like plasma balls and flames and stuff like that. So like everyone was just hitting you every which way. And it was, you're like, well, I need to take a breath. And then, you know, eventually I got the plasma cannon and did some work with that. But yeah, I had the same feeling. I was like, this game is too easy. Something's not right. But
maybe it's that same, you know, thing we were talking about earlier where it's sort of like they want you to feel a certain way and then take it away from you, you know, or fix it or be like,
you
thought it was too easy. Well,
we'll
fix that.
And so that was the thing. I was like, if you were able to change the difficulty, right, then my God, like if that was how medium was, I am curious how like hard and like the, you know, ultra hard or whatever it was at that particular stage. But yeah. And I got here. No, I think I'm good on my side.
The only other thing that I experienced, which is unusual, especially for a game that looks like this, is that I did experience some slowdown, like lockup type situations on the Series S, where the game just kind of paused for like half a second.
Sure.
Where it was like, uh-oh, did the game crash? And then it just resumed playing normally.
Yeah.
But I think it was just maybe the density of enemies, the density of things flying at me. It didn't happen really till the end of my hour.
Yeah.
And that's when things started to get more hectic. So maybe that was the cause, but it did seem, because of the way it looks, you wouldn't expect it to slow down or whatever. But if that's just, you know, the presentation, but the game is actually complicated as it would be being developed on the Unreal Engine.
Right.
You know.
It was quite interesting just because, yeah, to your point, all the player models were just like flat, like 2D images. And it was like, you know, even when you turn around, they like go behind them, they just are, you can only see them from one angle, which I thought was pretty funny. So yeah, I don't know. That's unfortunate that there was like some hiccups on the Series S.
Yeah. Yeah. And it didn't happen just once. It happened like 3 or 4 times.
Oh,
like
wow.
Enough for me to be like, oh, this is a problem I should write.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe a patch will fix it. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Cool. Anything else? Or shall we get to our other thoughts here?
I am ready to proceed.
All right. Well, how long to beat says this game takes about 9 hours to complete. Not too bad. Nice little like over the weekend kind of game.
Yeah.
And this game does have Xbox Cloud cross saves because I was able to play this on my PC, open it up on my Steam Deck, and pick up where I left off from there.
Hey, hey.
And, yeah. And as you can tell, that means it's also xCloud compatible. So play it on the go. What you got, Tom?
Delicious. So if you are interested in the Warhammer 40K universe, this game is set several years after the events of Space Marine, which is another Warhammer 40K game that is also a first-person shooter, if I understand correctly.
Yeah.
And it is a canon sequel to that game. So the events of this game happen after the events of that game. The developer, Auroch Digital, was founded in 2010 and is located in Bristol in the UK. They have made other Games Workshop video game adaptations, not any other Warhammer games, but they did Dark Future and Chainsaw Warrior, which are both Games Workshop properties. So they must have liked them and the work they did there and said, okay, now you can try doing a first person shooter for us.
Cool. Very cool.
Graduated and, to the big guns of Warhammer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm also kind of curious if this is becomes like kind of the in-between between Space Marine and Space Marine 2, which I believe is coming out soon.
Quite possibly.
Neat. That game looks ridiculous. It looks like a lot of, I don't know what the name of the Zergling looking characters are, but I apologize to any Warhammer fans.
But anyway. Tyranids, maybe?
Maybe. Tyranids sounds right. We'll go with that. It's canon now. They're called Tyranids. But well, what else is canon this time? We got to tell everyone what our final thoughts are on this game. Don't we?
Ooh, I've got to say, my hour went by very quickly playing this, and I thought it was some really good nostalgic fun. I did get lost a few times, and that was less fun, but not so frustrating that I don't want to go back and play some more. So I'm going to keep it.
Nice. Okay. For me, I was, if you didn't notice already, I was completely blown away by this game. Yes, the pun is intended, and I'm definitely going to keep the game because it was a good old time. I, you know, gave me that the feels that I needed from back in the day. And you guys,
yeah, it's all everything you want or remember fondly from that era.
Yeah.
But with, you know, mouse controls and like the modern features that make it feel maybe a little too easy, but
sure.
You know, it's a little different playing on a D-pad, you know, or just
absolutely.
Not being able to look up and down. Mm-hmm. But here, it was cool. It reminded me of like playing like an Unreal game, but it looked like, you know, Wolf 3D or Doom.
Right. So those are our thoughts. Let us know what you guys think of this game. Follow us and say hello on Twitter at TC1H1D or shoot us an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. Check out our next streams on Twitch. We stream these games and our playthroughs on Twitch at twitch.tv/1H1D. Or hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, send us a comment down below. Tell us what you think about this game or, you know, check it out. Come back and leave a comment. And you know what? We've got a bunch of other reviews you could check out too. So you could do that too. That'd be fun. We've done 166 of these, so there's that. And 1H1D is part of that QTB network. So if you like any kind of cool gaming content, check it all out at quitthebuild.com/network. Tom, now.
Yes. One last order of business.
Yes. That surprise button is beckoning us to figure out what we're playing next. So here we go.
What will it be?
Well, we're sticking with War Tales. Hey,
okay.
So, not Warhammer, but War Tales.
So, after you hammer it, you tell a tale about it? I don't know.
Sure. That might be it. We'll find out. On our next episode, so thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into this one, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks, everybody.